Adam Conklin, BJPenn.com. We're here at the Revel Resort in Atlantic City. Andre Arlovsky's coming off a victorious performance against Mike Kyle. I was wondering, I've never seen you come out of shape for a fight. You're always in pretty good shape. But with coming in as a late replacement, was there anything that you wish you could have had more time to do in your training?
Well, definitely more time sometimes is better, you know. And after my jaw surgery, I was out for eight weeks, and after 6 weeks I started like do some conditioning stuff, and after 10 weeks I started like full sparring, you know. But I'm sure it wasn't enough time, and because like I mentioned before, I have a lot of work at the gym, you know. And still, I'm happy that I'm still young, you know, and I still have a lot of time and energy, and this is most important for me.
And you said after your last fight against Anthony Johnson, you had the jaw surgery, and it looked like tonight the punches that rocked you were more to the back of the head. They threw your balance off, if nothing else. I was wondering if any of those shots like brought up any pain to your jaw from the surgery.
From the surgery?
Like if it brought up old injuries, yeah, if you felt it, if you felt the damage.
Surgery fine, and my biggest test was when I sparred with John Jones, who landed good right hand, a high left kick right in my jaw, you know, and of course because I wore it, but after that I thought, okay, everything fine. And actually Mike Kyle, he landed a good right hand too, so.
And pretty much the entire fight took place on the feet. Were you surprised that Mike Kyle hadn't gone for more takedowns after you used your jab so effectively?
Back in a few years ago, once I trained with Mike Kyle and old team in ATA, and I thought he might like try to like he might look for during the fight for some takedowns, but yeah, I was prepared for this. But after like probably in the middle of the second round, I already realized like he's pretty much all the time tall. He tried to do something like single leg attack. Actually, he tried to do takedown when I was by the cage, but I was confident.
And then continuing with that, do you feel like you executed everything you planned on going in with your game plan that you set up with Greg Jackson and the team?
Again, not. I think it's my problem. You know, I didn't follow 100%, and actually, my cornermen, they like yelled something during the fight, but you know, every second time probably I did was they yelled at me, but I'm happy, you know.
Either way, it was a great fight, awesome victory, and means a lot, heavyweight division. So you're looking for a rematch with Anthony Johnson, top of your list?
I would love to.
Love to? Absolutely. Well,